Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the 1 year anniversary special for the Fat and Black Connection.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have, not literally, but we've mostly talked about anything and everything. Well, of course, you know, as long as it was interesting to us.
Of course. And speaking of interesting, before we do anything else, I've got to put it out there. Breaking news in the last 10 minutes. Stone Cold! Stone Cold! Stone Cold! So we don't typically talk too much about wrestling on this show, even though both of us are huge wrestling fans. But just breaking 10 minutes ago, Stone Cold has confirmed to return to the ring for WrestleMania against Kevin Owens, Stunner versus Stunner.
Oh, that is great. And yes, Brian is here. Our damn. Yes. Welcome. Good morning, man. No, that's exciting. SoCo was always such a draw.
Yes. Always such a draw. And good call, Vinnie Mac, bringing him into Dallas. But
I mean, he's been on the promos. Well, at least like the initial promos for WrestleMania, he was on them. So
yeah, because it's in Texas and he's the Texas Rattlesnake. But
exactly.
Anyways, I know there's not a ton of people that love wrestling like us, so I won't waste too much time on it. But I had to since that just broke. Getting back in line, this is our 1 year anniversary special. We've been doing this for just about a year now. Going strong. We've only missed a couple weeks here and there, and usually that's because we had other stuff going on. 1 week we were at Disneyland, so we didn't do an official episode.
Right. We were doing mini ones.
Yeah. So, you know, I think this is episode 47 or 48. So out of 52 weeks, that's pretty good.
It's not bad. I know, because 1 week I was on vacation, and so we didn't do a show. One, you had some things going on, so we weren't able to do a show. Kids sick, just little things, you know, had to take care of, you know, business
technical
outside.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, technical difficulties. So, yeah, so we ran it out. I mean, we pretty much, like, I think we only missed, so you said this is, what, number 49?
47 or 48. I think we missed like 5 or 6, maybe.
And you know what? That's a decent run.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're doing pretty well. No complaints from my end. We've come a very long way from where we started. Quickly calling back to talking about Stone Cold, Brian asks, isn't he like a grandparent or something? He is an older gentleman. This is true. I believe he's in his early mid-50s. But I mean, he hasn't been in the ring in 14 years, I think. So,
well, officially.
Well, in a wrestling capacity.
Yeah, I mean, he's been at some things, just, you know, like throwing up, grabbing Steve Weiser's.
Yeah. So we'll see. Broken Skulls IPAs now. Keep that. Don't forget about that. So.
I haven't.
That's his beer, man.
Have you had one?
It's an IPA. What do you think?
I mean, that's probably why I haven't had it. But
yeah.
Still.
So. Anyways, this is our live interactive broadcast. Today is March 8th, 2022. It is 10:03 a.m. on the Pacific. So we are live. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Dailymotion. We're here. We're having fun. If you're listening to this after the case, you know, after we go live, then it could be any day and time, I suppose. And you're probably listening to us through Anchor or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, so many different platforms. Jim checking in. No Steve.
What up? What up, Jim? What's going on, buddy?
So, James, it's been a year. first and foremost, as we like to do at the top of the show, this is going to kind of set the tone for the rest of today's episode, and maybe not in the beginning, but at least near the end. There's a reason. So having a little drinky poo here. I'm having some Seagram's. What are these called? Seagram's Escapes. And this is a Jamaican Me Happy.
Jamaican Me Happy.
Yeah, it's a lemon, strawberry, watermelon, and guava flavored 3.2 alcohol percentage. Let's give it a try. Very fruity.
Delicious. Yeah,
it's very delicious. It's very sweet. Obviously, you wouldn't want to get drunk off of these, but
that'll be a bad hangover. Yes. All right, Jim, get back to work, man.
What are you drinking, James?
This is just I thought we had some drinks in the fridge, but we don't. So I just grabbed one of my V8 energy drinks, berry pomegranate or pomegranate blueberry. So
I use these. What's the alcohol percentage in that thing?
Zero, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So
I was feeling alone. I felt left out. I wanted to, you know, I thought we had some drinks in the fridge, but unfortunately, I think my brother killed the last ones last night. So,
well, then he needs to go shopping.
He bought them. So,
oh, well. So there's a lot of breaking news early this morning. We just talked about Stone Cold, which just broke 10 minutes ago. Other breaking news coming out this morning. And if you can, folks, I would highly recommend that you go to the gas pump and get some gas today. President Biden is putting a stop to all imports of oil from Russia, which is roughly about 200,000 barrels a day.
Yikes.
So our gas prices have already gone up. I can tell you here in Northern Nevada, when I got gas last week, it was approximately $3.75 a gallon. And just today, my wife went and got gas and it was $4.40. So it's gone up 70 cents in a week. I would expect we're going to see another increase probably to where we'll be at around 5 or over 5 in the next couple of days.
Yikes. Yeah, no, I filled up when was that? Last week, last Tuesday, and it was $3.57 at Costco.
Yeah, so if you can, if you have the ability to go get gas, if you've got some, you know, gas tanks and you can get those suckers filled up, I would highly recommend that you do that. Because prices are going up. And I wouldn't be surprised for those friends that we have in California. Have fun with your $7 or $8 a gallon gas.
Which I never quite understood. We have the refineries right there. Like,
yeah. Well, the other frustrating thing about President Biden's announcement today was it almost felt like a propaganda speech for a moment there for the Green New Deal, for the excuse of, well, this should, you know, really push us to look at renewable energies. And it's like, yeah, we should be looking at renewable energies, but we can't go from where we are today to 100% renewable energies probably for the next 15 to 20 years is what most people predict. No matter how much we throw at it, it just takes time to create the infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, we should have been working on. I mean, this is something they should have been dealing with this years ago, but whatever. It is what it is. And so now we've become dependent upon these things, and Putin decided he wanted to act a fool. So,
yeah, the other frustrating thing was they came out and said, well, you know, you should go get an electric car. Well, those are expensive.
Yeah. And they're not.
Those are $15,000 to $20,000 more than a conventional vehicle. And most people, you know, middle class and lower, can't afford to spend an extra $15,000 to $20,000 over the course of 5 years, which is a typical loan, you know, on a car. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, I understand, but then that's also, then there's other costs that are included with that. I mean, unless it's in the price of the car, like to get the chargers and all that kind of stuff. Like, I know apparently, like, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she was saying that her friend's dad lives in California, her dad has a an electric vehicle. He actually parks it like right down the street from their house because there's chargers there. I mean, I was like, I wouldn't leave my car someplace, but he's like, I guess he can check on it fairly easily or whatever. And it's a short walk from his house. So he parks it there at night to charge it up. And then he goes to get it. So, I mean, that's the thing. If you have the charger at home, that's going to raise your bill up. And of course, it usually takes gas to generate power for electric vehicles. Yes, that's
Brian making a great point there. Yeah. Where does the electricity come from to generate power for you, that electric vehicle?
Yeah. So that's the thing is like, that's the other thing. It's like, you know, they have a lot of charging stations. I've seen a lot of the Walmarts out here have charging stations in the further back in their parking lots and stuff like that. But bro, like it's kind of an inconvenience at this point. I mean, you have to get the charger at home to charge it and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So,
yeah. So ultimately go get some gas today if you can. If you can't, it's gonna be painful in the next couple days and weeks. If nothing drastic changes. So, switching gears, another breaking announcement just this morning.
Beep, 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 beep.
Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a 4-year contract with the Green Bay Packers at $200 million.
Jeepers.
Of which guaranteed $153 million.
That's so ridiculous.
He is going to finish his career in Green Bay.
Yeah. Which,
good on him.
So we're saying,
and this is the largest contract of all time.
Yeah. Even beating out Jimmy G's contract, that was the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a couple years back? So now Aaron Rodgers is the highest paid quarterback. He better get a championship. That's all I'm saying. If I'm paying you that kind of money and you've been, you know, iffy.
I'm sorry. Was he not just the NFL MVP?
Yeah, he was. But I'm saying, like, you know, he's been iffy.
I think he needs a team around him. And if you're talking about iffy in regards to his COVID-related stuff, that has
nothing
to do with
his
football play.
I'm not worried about that. I'm saying, like, it's just like it seems there was a lot of drama. Maybe that was just hyped up by ESPN and stuff like that. But yikes. But no, hey, good for him.
Paid, man.
4 years. So what? So we're saying, like, how old is he now? I don't even know how old he is, but 4 years.
72 or something.
Ancient in football years. Good on him, man. If you make that paper and, you know.
And to Brian's point, why do you care? You're not the one paying him. The Packers are.
That's true. I am. I'm not paying him. I'm not even a Packers fan, so I don't really care. But I'm just saying. Aaron, bring home. You better get a ring, bro. You better get another one.
A lot of that has to do with what they put around him.
He
needs a defense. They need to bolster that defense. He's got a lot of weapons on offense, but he needs a bolstered defense, and he needs a bolstered front line.
Yeah.
If they and this contract does free up some salary cap, it looks like to the tune of almost $20 million a year.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they should spend that money and get some good people.
Yeah. Especially if you're gonna pay your quarterback to stay and make sure he stays there, give him money. Give him a team. Give him something that can help him and help the organization get that ring.
Yeah, the guy is going into the Hall of Fame
first ballot,
for sure. It would be nice to see him get another one, if not two rings before. I think he deserves it. I think he has had a heck of a career up to date. Like I said, I think he earned this payday. So good on him.
Is he 3-time MVP or 4-time MVP?
3-time.
3-time? Yeah.
So staying in line with NFL, but crossing that over with one of our favorite things, Disney.
The House of Mouse.
So I found this fan art somewhere on the interwebs, and I thought it was interesting, and I thought I would share it. Now, James and I did some research here before the show and reviewed the content here, and we did, before anyone else says it, we did notice that there is the Pinocchio Redskins 2 times on here. And the team that appears to be missing, and I have no idea why, is the Detroit Lions.
Because that would have been simple. Just throw Simba. Or, I mean, you could have thrown Scar in there for all I care. But yeah, Simba would have been the one that I would have gone with. But I don't know. How did you miss that? Yeah. You got Timon and Pumbaa for the Broncos, but...
Yeah, so I like a lot of these. I think they're fun. You made a comment before we went on the air about the Tennessee Titans going with Hercules, and why didn't they just go with one of the Titans or all the Titans from Hercules? And I mean, there's not really any super obscure characters on here aside from perhaps Jose Carioca, which isn't obscure to me or you,
right?
But I could see that potentially being obscure to casual Disney fans,
right?
But who is it that's on? Is the Steelers? Is that the Seven Dwarfs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, they all kind of are fun, enjoyable. I know that you're not a fan of your favorite teams.
I wasn't a fan, and like I'm a Jaguars fan, but I was not a fan of Pluto. And San Francisco, I'm trying to figure out with Nemo. I mean, because they're in the bay.
Water.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe
that's the only thing I can think of. Because like if for that one, they could have used the Seven Dwarfs for the 49ers, which would have made sense
because they're miners,
right? And I don't know, like. Steelers. I don't know what they could have used for Steelers.
It could be anything. I mean, obviously some of these have no tie where some of them have great ties, like the Buccaneers with Captain Hook or Woody as the Cowboys.
Or the Captain Jack is with the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Or Tigger for the Bengals.
Yeah. or Blue for the Bears. I like that one too.
Yeah. Some of these are great tie-ins that work. I think exactly. Ariel for the Dolphins, mermaids for the Dolphins. You know, some of them are a little reach, right? Like Jafar for the Saints.
I mean, I get what they did there.
Maleficent for the
Ravens.
I guess because she has a raven on her shoulder.
Woody, I'm not too like for the Browns. I'm kind of like.
You mean Buzz? Buzz Lightyear for the Browns?
That's what I meant. Buzz. I'm sorry. I said Woody. Yeah. But Buzz for the Browns. I was like, I mean, I get it, but nah, I don't know. Who's on the Chargers?
The Chargers, that appears to be Mushu from Mulan.
Okay, that works.
So yeah. So James, if you had to pick one of these just purely off design, it obviously not necessarily, I mean, you can factor in how it affects the team or not. It's up to you. But which one here would you say is your favorite?
Probably my top two would actually be the Raiders and probably the Bengals.
Okay. Yeah.
I like those.
I like both of those. And Brian says they should have gone with Frollo for the Saints.
Yeah, but I don't know how you would tie it. I see what they did, how they were able to tie it in with Jafar's hat. With Frollo, I'm not sure how they could have tied that in. I mean,
I do think anything from Princess and the Frog is appropriate, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Frollo's a hunchback, so I mean.
Yes, I'm saying that I think anything from Princess and the Frog would be
for the Saints, because it's New Orleans. Yeah, no, yes. That makes sense. Yeah, yes. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So for me, I would probably say that I really, really like what they did with the Dolphins.
That's a good
the
one.
The Bills. But my favorite has got to be the Patriots. Because I just see that being Bill Belichick as the Mad Hatter.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So I really enjoyed this. I thought it was I thought it was creative. I thought it was pretty well done. You know, it is disappointing to not see, you know, Mickey on any of these. It's cool to see Goofy and Pluto and Donald.
Minnie got no love either. Or Daisy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the only female character on here is
Ariel.
And Ariel. Ariel, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, just thought that was a little bit of fun to have for a moment.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That was awesome.
Yeah, there was some other really great Disney-related news that came out this week, which this has been a long time coming, and I am personally super excited for. I hope you are as well, James, but I don't know. Let's see what you think. Coming to Disney Plus in just a week, yes. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Punisher, The Defenders, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, bringing them back.
So aside from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all of these were Netflix series, yep, or made for Netflix series originally.
Right.
So I think the biggest question that I have here is, are these MCU canon?
So that's where I'm confused, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. broke away after Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And then and so they broke away. They like continued for a little while, and then it just kind of went super sideways. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Brian, spoiler, because for some reason you still haven't caught up for some reason. And the show's been over for what, like 2 years now? Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Punisher, they were all kind of in their own universe, which culminated with the Defenders. Where there was mention, I think, was Jessica Jones the first one?
No, Daredevil was first.
Okay. Because I remember they talked about, I think it was like one of the first episodes of Jessica Jones. I remember they always referred to it as the sky opening up. They never really talked about the attack on New York itself, but they would refer to it as the sky, when the skies opened up.
And they did refer to it directly in Daredevil.
Oh, okay. See, because I just remember the one in Jessica Jones. So, but yeah, but I'm excited that these are coming over. I enjoyed all these series. Iron Fist was really mad at me. Luke Cage, the first season, second season, not as much. Jessica Jones, I liked pretty much all the way through. Daredevil was amazing. And Punisher was also pretty amazing. Defenders altogether, I enjoyed as well. So.
And Brian says, I thought they tangentially canonized Daredevil. And I wouldn't say that that is true, only because they have not said that the Daredevil from the Netflix series is the same character, if you will. It's just like with, if you think about Kingpin, there are some subtle differences between how he was portrayed in the Daredevil series versus how he showed up in Hawkeye. So
he was a lot harder in the Daredevil series.
Yeah, we haven't been confirmed that they are the exact same. I'm wondering if they're variants. I'm wondering if they could be from a slightly different universe. Hopefully we'll find that out, or something of the such, here in the near future.
Let's not breathe too much into it. As of now, I think it just feels that they're the same. I mean, yes, they're good, because like you're taking these MA characters and putting them in a TV 14 type setting.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't be as hard. But but with these series, they I did read something. They're upping the parental controls on Disney Plus, so that you know you can monitor your children with these shows. Because those shows, minus Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is fine, but Daredevil, Jessica Jones
especially.
Yeah. Punisher also. I mean, like Iron Fist is probably the tamest of all those.
Yeah.
Out of all those series, I think Iron Fist was the tamest. Defenders isn't so hard, but like Jessica Jones, the alcohol and all that kind of stuff, Punisher just for the straight violence. Actually, hell, Daredevil was just the violence on there too.
Well, and I also Luke have Cage a question,
drugs and everything else. So
if if they do say that these are canon as part of MCU official, I'm curious as to how they're going to deal with the Marshala Ali issue.
Yeah, because him being Blade. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we talked
Cotton Top, Cotton Gin, whatever.
Cottonmouth. Yeah, we talked. I remember we talked about that a while back because we were talking about Luke Cage and everything else.
Yeah, so I'll be curious to see where they go with it. I am super excited to see these moving over to Disney Plus. That's where they belong, and you know, it took a long time for it to happen, but I'm glad that it finally did.
Yeah.
James, how's that drink treating you?
That's cool. I enjoy these. Like I've been using, I used one the other day for my smoothie, and these are actually I like these. Only 50 calories a can too. So, you know, hey, good for you.
Very nice. Very nice. So I thought it would be nice for our 1 year anniversary. We kind of covered some of the new stuff, but I think it would be kind of fun for us to do a little bit of a year in review.
Is what we're going to step in the Wayback Machine?
A little bit, but rather than going all the way back and rather than looking at the full last year, I thought let's focus on our first five episodes.
Okay. First five.
And so episode one, we discussed COVID vaccinations.
And wait, hold on. Before we really talk about that, let's just talk about episode one, because literally all that was, hey, you just got your shot. How about you want to go live?
Well, okay, hold on.
Was that the prequel?
So basically, the way that this all went was James and I we were chatting on Facebook after I had gotten my first shot, and I said, "Oh, hey, let's just video chat, you know, instead of typing." Yeah. So we turned on our cameras and we're talking, we're having a conversation. And I noticed this little button up in the top corner that says go live. And I'm like, what the blue hell is that?
Wait, was that after I got mine or was that after?
No, you got yours after me.
Yeah, I remember that, but I couldn't remember. I thought we, whatever, doesn't matter.
You got yours the next week.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, let's go live. Why not? We're having an interesting conversation. Maybe people want to watch. Who knows? And if not, who cares?
Yeah.
So we hit that go live button, and that was our first episode. We went on for, you know, about an hour just talking about COVID vaccinations and the different options that were out there and how limited they were at the time. Yeah. You had to work in a specific field or sector. There was only the two shots. Janssen was coming and was available the next week. And so it's interesting to look back on that, because we also talked about that was when Disneyland was first announcing that they were going to be reopening soon.
Yeah.
So I thought with that in mind, that it would be kind of interesting to look at where we are today in regards to COVID vaccinations.
Let's see. Where are we at?
So I pulled this off of a website. This is an official like tally of it's comparing state vaccination progress, where it's looking at percentage of population that has either received one dose or is fully vaccinated. And I think when we talked about this a year ago, that we were fully expecting that people were going to go out and get this. You know, why wouldn't you want to combat the hell out of this thing and try and put it dead in its tracks? And it's kind of depressing looking at some of these numbers. And I read further in the statistics here, and these are percentages based off of people that could have been vaccinated. So this takes out a certain percent and says, okay, there's always going to be a certain percent of people who can't get vaccinations because of other medical issues. So we'll throw that out. And then of course it threw out, I believe, anyone under five and under, it threw those out. So really this is just looking at people who are eligible to get the vaccine.
That is from what, 11 up now? Is it 11 or 12? I don't remember.
No, it's over five now.
Oh, it's over five? Okay, yeah. So we're talking like six and up.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So when you look at this, obviously we're in Nevada. So 73% of citizens in Nevada have received one dose, and 59% are fully vaccinated. And this is through February 16th.
Okay. So a little under a month ago.
Yes. I don't expect these numbers have changed drastically in the last month. So when you think about that, right? In the state of Nevada, there's just over 3 million people, of which only about 1.7 million are vaccinated.
So crazy.
Fully vaccinated, I should say. You look at California, a little bit better results on the fully vaccinated, 68% compared to 76% with one dose. Where it's crazy is if you compare it to some of the East Coast states, looking at like Massachusetts, where it's 95% have received one dose, 77% fully vaccinated. Rhode Island, 95% one dose, 80% fully vaccinated.
I mean, populations are smaller, but still, that's pretty much the state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's a percentage of the state, right? It's not. So comparatively, and I believe that 80% in Rhode Island is the highest nationwide for fully vaccinated.
Good for them. What's Florida at? That's the one that, because
65% fully vaccinated, 77% with one dose.
Oh boy.
So they're actually doing better than Nevada.
That's true. What is and Hawaii looks kind of high from what I can kind of tell.
85% one dose, 76% fully vaccinated.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So from a nationwide perspective, these numbers are pretty bad. I would say looking at this, the nationwide average is somewhere in the high 50s. For fully vaccinated and somewhere around 70% for one dose.
And it truly became a politicized thing. It shouldn't have been. It literally, there was no reason for it to be. Because mm-hmm. like you said, when we talked about it, it was like, yo, these are available. Once it became available, because I remember when they first announced it, it was like 60, 65 and older or something like that. And I was like, dang, I mean, cool. Good for them. Because, I mean, they were the vulnerable population at the time. And so as soon as it was available for us, because, you know, you work for the state. I was essential. We were talking about that. And you were like, you know, you can get this, right? And I was like, nah, I didn't even know I was eligible yet. And he's like, yeah, because essentially you are basically an essential worker. So yes. Mm-hmm. And so you helped me find out how to do it. I logged in and was able to get my shot set up for the next week. And so yeah, thank you for that. But yeah, no, I think it's crazy how this could have all been done. Well, I don't know if it'd have been all done, but it could have been a lot less consuming of everybody's life over the past, you know, 2 years. I think it started when our leadership didn't take it seriously. And then it continued on when that all of a sudden we had these vaccines. And then for some reason, they became politicized then for, oh, well, no, does it work? Are we sure? Like, bro, the studies are there. I'm going to do my own research. Bro, no, you're not. Like, the research has already been done for you.
Well, and it's really ridiculous when you look back at how much it shifted. When the vaccines first became available, the right was the Republican side, if you will, was pushing hard. Go get vaccinated. Go get vaccinated. Go get vaccinated, right? And then all of a sudden, when Biden takes office, Republicans are now against vaccinations where Democrats are for it. There was a real shift there.
And yeah, because the Democrats were like, wait, is this like
are they Trump? Safe? We rushed this too fast. We shouldn't.
Yeah, because it was time. Like, is it because I think it was also like Trump was like, oh yeah, no, we made these vaccines, and they were like, yo, did like what? Like, nah. And then as soon as And then, yeah, you said, like you said, there was that major switch. Then all of a sudden, the right was like, we rush these.
Natural immunity. We don't need it anymore.
Like, what? What did this? Like, weren't you guys like hyped because your boy basically was like, yeah, we got these vaccines, and now you're like, oh no, because the more people are going to get it under Biden, we can't support that. Like, what?
Yeah, it the whole thing has been asinine, frankly. But going from one ridiculous subject to an even more sad subject that we talked about in early episodes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, before we go there, so that was episode one, was COVID vaccinations, Disneyland reopening. Disneyland, just an update, folks, has reopened. And they have increased prices, so.
Yeah, have you seen those videos? Like, people have gone, they've lost their minds, especially at Disney World.
I mean, there's always videos. Are you talking about something specific? Or?
Oh, and I'm just saying, like, was it people that were locked up too long and not now they're out and they just lost their minds?
Don't know how to act right in public.
Yeah, because like I've seen so many different videos, like, and like this was like, I haven't seen any, and it's been at least a month and a half, but like people like getting in fights and in line at Pinocchio or for Peter Pan or something like that, and yeah. Like people like getting into arguments with cast members who are just trying to move a stroller to the proper area, people fighting in like people just fighting in the our main, I don't even know if it was Main Street, but it was one of those side park areas, but still, like, man, come on, people. Act right. You in public, you're with your kids, you're with your family, like, come on now, that's set an example, people.
Yeah you won't get any argument from me.
Yeah. Anyway.
So in episode two, we did some follow-up on the COVID vaccination. You had gotten yours, and we were talking to you that day to see how that went. We also discussed some stimulus money. We got $1,400 back in March of last year. Do you remember what you did with that money, James?
I'd saved it, and then I ended up helped me get caught up on some bills and stuff. So
is there a thunderstorm going overhead or
the garbage? I guess that's the garbage. They came by kind of quietly this time, or I don't know what that was, but let me see. Hold on. It looks like they're dropping off. It looks like they're dropping off garbage cans.
Gotcha. So we also, in that same episode, we talked about PC cancel culture. We were talking about like Dumbo and Pepe Le Pew, stuff like that. And since that episode, I'm just going to call out a couple of people that cancel culture has tried to go for since then. Chrissy Teigen, Johnny Depp, Marilyn Manson, Justin Timberlake, Pierce Morgan, and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I don't want to go through each and every scenario there, but the cancel culture is out in full force still today, trying to take out whoever they can. If you don't agree with them, then you are terrible, I guess. So in episode three, we did some stimulus follow-up. We did a Disneyland reopening update. And then we talked about mass shootings.
What is that? What was that one after? Was that after? Oh, was that the massage parlor dude?
I believe so. Yeah. That was the one in the East Coast. So I wanted to kind of follow up on that a little bit with some numbers to kind of show 2021 and where we are in 2022 so far. So I'm gonna bring those up. So some of you know I'm kind of a little bit of an Excel wizard. I like to take numbers and manipulate them and put them into easy to digest ways. So this is the count for all of 2021. There were a total of 694 mass shootings. A mass shooting, based on the way that these numbers were taken, is any time that more than one person was shot. Okay. Not necessarily even fatally. There could be shootings where people were just injured. But
right.
Either way, this is a total of 694 shootings in 2021, mass shootings in 2021. injuries resulting from these mass shootings, 2,836, and deaths, 701. So we're in Nevada. There were four mass shootings in Nevada in 2021, 18 injuries and two deaths. I'm sorry. Yes, 18 injuries and two deaths. California, 46 mass shootings, 168 injuries, 61 deaths.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, not surprising to me, number two, and actually I was expecting this to be higher, was Illinois because of Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
87. So they were number one in the number of mass shootings. 391 injuries, 59 deaths. So second only to California. Third. California was second, and number one is Texas. We'll talk about them now. Texas, 57 mass shootings, 238 injuries, 66 deaths. So your top three are Texas, California, and Illinois.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. Like, that's
Yeah, and no one really is. Every state is listed here, including DC. Everyone is here. There's no state that got.
And even the Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, there are quite a few states that only had one. But yeah. Overall, not some good numbers.
I mean, like, it was over six, almost what, 650?
Almost 700 total mass shootings.
It's so crazy.
Now let's look at where we are so far in 2022. And this is as of yesterday. This is pretty much to date. Let me zoom that in a little bit. So we're at 81 mass shootings so far this year, with 317 injuries and 85 deaths. And of course, leading the way, California with 9, and Texas in the number 2 slot with 8. And Illinois, surprisingly, is not in the number 3 slot. In the number 3 slot, we have a tie between Georgia and Louisiana.
Okay.
I'm
really over this right now. Yes, it's interesting, yes, but it's disgusting. It truly is. I mean, there's been so many opportunities for our leadership to step up. Yeah, no, that's very true too. In Illinois, it's too cold. I remember just sidebar. I listened to Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, and she went to a school in Chicago, Southside, and was talking to these students, and they actually have a motto at this school, which is super sad. 85 and sunny. 85 and sunny. That's when these kids pretty much know they have to be on super high alert, because that's when it is the most dangerous, because it's sunny outside, people are out, and things seem to pop off. And so that's sad that that's a motto in, or not really a motto, but that's a saying in a school. That's unacceptable. That is unacceptable. And our leadership has had so many opportunities. To do something. Like, we're not talking about taking guns from people. I'm not saying all that, because I understand that this becomes a very touchy subject. And yes, and Debbie is absolutely right. The NRA does has too much money in this stuff. But there's been so many opportunities to do just something, and that hasn't happened. And I mean, we should have had enough of it when Obama I don't even remember how many times he went into the what's that room called, Mark, where they It's named after the Secret Service guy that was shot protecting Reagan.
The Brady Room? I know there's a Brady Bill.
I thought it was named. I thought the room that they did those press conferences from was named after him too. But I might be wrong. Whatever that was, he went in there so many times over his presidency to talk about these shootings that happened, and it's just like something should have been done then, but we haven't even moved a needle. So I don't know really. Like again. When we talked about this, I didn't know what to do then. I still don't know what to do now, but just something has to get done.
Yeah. Steven checking in, announcing it's our anniversary. That's right. It is. It's our 1 year. That's why we're doing a little look back on things we've talked about. I did not get James another turkey leg. I'm sorry. I didn't. I did think about it, but and as is on par for James, he did not get me anything. He still owes my wife a Christmas gift, so we'll see if that ever happens.
Yeah.
I've just come to accept that James is one of the most self-centered people I know, and
wow.
I mean, it is what it is, right? Like
I'm not really a gift person.
Well, and you're also not the best at like remembering people's birthdays and things of that nature, unless Facebook reminds you, right?
I mean, that is also horrible. Yes. I've always been bad at birthdays. I mean,
well, yeah, because you're self-centered. You think about yourself and that's fine. It is what it is. I've accepted it. I've known you for over 20 years. It is what it is.
I always remember, I always remember my brother's birthday because it's his birthday's an inverse.
It was the worst day of your life, right?
No, actually, it wasn't the worst day. Like later on, it was the worst day of my life. But but no, like I remembered his because our birthdays are basically inverses of each other. So mine's 9/7, his is 7/9. So that's why I always remembered his. And then it was, there was certain birthdays I remembered and others. For some reason, I just never remembered. So,
yeah. And going back to the gun laws, Debbie did say there is the Brady organization that is trying to fight for stronger gun laws. Tyrus is a little frustrated with us. He just woke up and sees we're being all depressed talking about guns and stuff. We will be getting to some happy-ish. Don't worry.
Yeah. We're moving on. Yeah. My wife
would like to remind you that you owe her many, many birthday gifts. So,
yeah.
And I guess Steven's a little bit worried because he still hasn't seen the Fat and Black Christmas card. You were the one supposed to send those out, James, just as a reminder. So,
I'm sorry. What? I don't remember.
Anyways,
that discussion.
So in that same episode where we talked about all this fun stuff of mass shootings, we also talked about the pay wage gap. And so I thought we should do a little conversation following up on that. And this is this year looking at America's gender pay gap by state. And the one thing I've got to preface on this that I frankly find a little annoying is that this study took how much men make and how much women make on average, mm-hmm. period. It didn't look at men and women working for the same job and comparing those.
Yeah,
I did find a study that did that, and so I'll tell you the results of that study in a couple of minutes because I think that's interesting. But let's just take a look at this. So this is looking at for every $1 that a man earns in the state of Nevada, women only make 87 cents.
Oh, okay. I see. That's how they set these up is interesting because it's like they try and make it look like like a map,
like the U.S. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it reminds me more of a periodic table than anything.
I can see that. So Utah and Wyoming obviously are the worst states for women to work in, making 69 cents and 65 cents respectively, against a dollar a man makes.
That's okay. I was looking at that completely wrong.
Yeah, if you're a woman and you want to make as close as you can to a man, I guess you need to go to Vermont, where you're making 90 cents to every dollar a man makes.
Man, what is it to do in Vermont? Are we talking about, is everybody do a maple syrup conglomerate?
So, as I mentioned already, this study purely looks at taking all men and how much they make on a yearly basis, and all women, how much they make on a yearly basis, and purely looking at that. Yeah. That, to me, is not the accurate way to look at it. The accurate way to look at it is to say this field, this job.
Yeah. They're doing the exact same, what they're doing, the exact same work. And this is what women make. This is what men make. And in comparison, this is what women make in the same field and all that kind of stuff.
And what I did find there is that it's about actually 98 cents women make to men. And that's still not good because it should be the same.
Yeah.
But comparatively, the study I just showed you is very misleading.
Right. So actually it's not, it's if you're looking at, if you're comparing apples to apples, yes, it should be the same, but it's not as off as that would have you think.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, I'm in no way saying that that women are not disparaged. They absolutely are. Women don't make equal pay. In general, that seems to be the case. And there was another study where I read that talks about men and women negotiating for higher pay, and that statistically, both men and women do tend to negotiate for pay, women slightly less, but when a man and a woman both fight for pay raises or things of that nature, men are 7 times more likely to get the pay raise, according to that study. So I thought that was interesting as well.
That's crazy, because I mean, I would think, you know, I think that we should definitely be honoring women in the workplace, especially if these are family women, because I mean, just the fact that, they're not only coming in, you know, before work, you think about it, they got their help, you know, if, you know, both partners are helping out, or hell, if even they're single parents, you know, you're getting the kids ready, you're getting them fed, you're getting them out the house. Then you go to work, you're working all day. Then, you know, at the end of the day, you're, you know, either picking them up or they get home and you got to make sure they're good, homework's done, all that kind of stuff, and get food on the table, all that kind
of
stuff.
And only mothers are doing this, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying only mothers, but I'm saying women in the world. I'm saying women are like, it's crazy. Like, I remember my mom, for example, my mom would, because my dad worked, both my parents worked, but my mom was there, and she busted her butt every day getting me and my brother, and my dad helped too, don't get me wrong, but she made sure we were good, and then, you know, when she got home, she was making sure we were good with our homework, all that kind of stuff, after she just worked a hard day, and, you know, making sure we're getting ready for bed, all that kind of stuff. So
the dads and men that are out there that are doing the same thing,
I'm talking about is just the women here. Yes,
I understand, but all I'm saying is that men and women should be paid equally and treated equally.
Right.
Period.
I'm just saying
women should be treated better than men. Is what I'm
not,
getting.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like we definitely need to honor our women, man. We need to honor them.
I just think everyone should be treated equally and the same, regardless of sex. And Debbie says that she once resigned from a job. And then they offered her $40,000 more a year to stay. Shows how underpaid she was.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Wait, if you stay, we'll give you this much. Like, hey,
where was that for the last however many years I've been here? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, moving on to some hopefully a little bit better topics. So in that same episode, episode 3, we talked about WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, which, just following up on those, WandaVision won 3 Emmys, one for outstanding design, one for costume, and one for music and lyrics. They also won multiple movie and TV awards from MTV. It was also considered one of AFI's programs of the year. And the Falcon and Winter Soldier won 2 MTV awards, one for Best Duo and one for Best Hero.
Yeah. Yeah, though both of those shows were that's kind of what brought the MCU TV stuff back to life in a serious manner.
Absolutely. Then we moved on to episode 4, which was a special broadcast that we did at night because there had been breaking news from Disney with Disneyland Forward. And we did a special long broadcast where we did an in-depth dive of the website they presented and all the content that was there. And unfortunately, there have been really no updates since then. It's almost a year later and nothing really has changed.
Been kind of flat.
I looked over the page this morning and it's still there and everything's pretty much the same. So it's clearly something they're still intending on, because they haven't pulled it down, but it doesn't seem like any progress has necessarily happened. And then in episode 5, we did a pay wage gap rehash where we looked at specifically the NCAA as well as the United States Soccer Federation. And then we talked about the history of us, part one.
I think the women's soccer, football. I was going to say football, but they just won a court case recently.
No clue. I didn't follow. I didn't actually do.
Yeah. No. I mean, I just caught it in passing and I didn't even think of, I was like, oh yeah, we talked about that. But I remember hearing something just recently, like they won something in court. I think it was about the pay there.
I don't know. Well, yeah. So James, while we were talking about mass shootings, I did crack open my second Seagram's Escape. This one is strawberry daiquiri.
Does it taste like delicious. A strawberry daiquiri?
It does. I feel like I just need to put it into some like crushed ice and
blend
it up a little.
Now, wait, are those, they're not carbonated, are they?
No.
It's a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. Yeah. Cause that's one you could literally put in crushed ice and enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty delicious. And the reason that, part of the reason that I'm drinking these Seagram's Escapes, which
we're why is that paid.
Well, so we had previously discussed doing a Fat and Black Connection trip, if you will, next year.
That is correct.
And we had discussed going to Walt Disney World,
right?
But since then we've done some thinking and
soul searching, if you will.
Yeah, and we have decided that rather than going to Disney World next year,
big drum roll, people,
we're going to do something a little bit different. And what that looks like is this.
Boom, baby.
We are going to go.
Gotta make it bigger.
We are going to go on a 7-day cruise on the Norwegian Bliss to Alaska. This is big, folks. We're gonna do this up. We're obviously, this is open to anyone that's interested. We'll of course be doing live broadcasts, all of that kind of fun stuff. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. 5 ports of call. It includes Seattle, which is where you leave from and return to. I don't really count that. It's going to Juneau, Alaska, Skagway, Alaska, Ketchikan, Alaska, and Victoria, British Columbia. And we're going
to
look
just
at
down. I'm just down to see a lot. I'm just down to see all this stuff, man. It looks dope.
Yeah. There's a lot to do with shore excursions and stuff like that. And man, I was reading through some of them. Some of them are awesome. I mean, obviously you're going to pay money if you want to do these, but like, for example, fly in a helicopter to a glacier, land on the glacier and like, roam around the glacier for like an hour. Like
what?
Yeah. Like just, there's like tons. There's another one where they basically give you a Jeep 4x4 and you just go out and like drive around the tundra and like see what's out there and stuff.
Is there any zip lining?
There is a lot of zip lining options. There are too many,
there's too many zip lining options.
Zip lining
up. I, that's something that, I would like to do. I've gone ziplining twice, I believe. And the last time was the funnest one. That was the one down Fremont Street, which is that's just so much fun. But no, I'd definitely like to go ziplining.
So Tyrus says, let's go.
He
loves that ship. Gonna have a blast. Tyrus has already confirmed that he will be joining us.
Yeah.
Likely Tyrus's Strictly My Opinion show will be making some live broadcasts from there as well. If you haven't checked it out, head over to Tyrus's page for his podcast type show similar to ours called Strictly My Opinion. Debbie, we're about to discuss when we're going, and we would always love to have a mom chaperone. there are no age limits. There are no restrictions. No. Anyone is welcome.
More than welcome.
Yeah. And we are working on trying to get a room discount based on how many people and groups we can get to sign up and confirm their interest. So by all means,
listen,
if you are interested, let us know soon.
Steven, this is strictly for you. You better be there because you like to talk all this garbage, you know? And so, yeah, I expect to see you there.
Yeah. So what you can see on the screen now, if you're watching this, is this is showing kind of the route that we will go on the cruise, and I'll kind of verbally explain what's going on here. So you leave out of Seattle and head on up. It's basically a lot of cruising until you get to Juneau. Get into Juneau, you're going to spend about a day there, and we'll walk through the times and everything in a couple minutes. Then you're going to cruise up to Skagway and hang out there for a little bit. Then you'll cruise around Glacier Bay. That's a fun day of just looking at the wonder and nature. Cruise on down to Ketchikan, spend a day there. Cruise on down to Victoria, British Columbia, and then back into Seattle. So
I didn't realize how close Seattle was to the Canada border.
You never were good at geography, so.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'd never really realized where Seattle was. I mean, like, I've seen Seattle on in different, you know, especially like during football season, but I didn't realize how close it was. Like, it's like a hop, skip, and jump.
So according to Tyrus, the agent that he spoke with, there's a train excursion that is beautiful, and that's one of the things I'm actually looking at wanting to do. And there's dog sledding. That sounds like fun.
That could be very fun.
So here it is, folks. This is these are the dates, and these are the prices as of this morning. Saturday, April 15th through Saturday, April 22nd, 2023. So just a little over a year from now. I would suggest if you want to wild and out, and these are the prices per person, but if you want to wild and out, do the Haven. do it. I will probably be looking to do Club Balcony. I think that's probably where I'll be hanging out. But the nice thing is there is no requirement here. Like, you can get whatever room you want. If James, if you want to get an inside room because you want to go on the cheap, you can do that. You know, I would say, why waste the opportunity to look at the beauty that is Canada and Alaska, but you could do that. Tyrus says, at least five rooms will get us the first discount. More rooms, more discount. And the agent told him that all incentives will be applied to everyone. Oh. Sounds too good to be true, but I'll take it. So so we know we're already at least three rooms. And Debbie, if you're dialing in, that gets us to four. We just need at least one more. So
Brian.
Brian, Steven.
Steven.
You. So yeah, by all means, we want to have a lot of fun on this. We want to enjoy, and this will be just after our second anniversary of doing this show. This will also be, during my 40th, birthday. So, that week literally is my 40th birthday. So
a lot of celebrations going on all at the same time, people. Let's go.
Absolutely. So, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I kind of wanted to, take a minute and really dive in to the website for this cruise, to really like go over the itinerary and all of that stuff, just to kind of, for anybody that is interested, give them as much information as possible to hopefully entice them to want to come along.
Hey Brian, just so you know, Tokyo is not going anywhere. We're only doing this cruise together once. Well, you know, we might do it again some other time, but come on, man. Come on.
Yeah. Bro. Debbie says, let me check around with some family and friends. Alaska's on her bucket list. Perfect.
Bring it.
And yeah, Brian, you know, you can go to Tokyo with your girlfriend anytime. So, you know,
Fat and Black Connection cruise only
once. This might only happen once. Yeah. You never know. So I'm going to bring up the Norwegian Cruise Line website for those of you that are watching this rather than listening. And I'll do my best as I can to sell you with my words, but this is how they describe the cruise. The beauty of natural wonders and rustic wildlife sightings makes this Alaska cruise a remarkable experience. Venture into the wilderness of a dog sled ride in Juneau. Witness misty fjords aboard a jet-powered catamaran in Ketchikan, and take it all in via the rails on the Skagway White Pass Scenic Railway. 7 days, 5 ports, one amazing vacation.
Oh.
So you embark 5 p.m. out of Seattle, Washington. That's a Saturday. Going to spend all day Sunday at sea. Get into Juneau, Alaska around 1:30 p.m. on Monday. You're there from 1:30 to 11 p.m. Then you'll cruise on up to Skagway. You're there from 7 a.m. to 8:15 on Tuesday. Cruising around Glacier Bay on Wednesday. Heading down to Ketchikan. Get there. You're at Ketchikan for a brief amount of time, 7 a.m. to 1:15 p.m. Cruise into British Columbia, Victoria. Again, a brief amount of time, 7 p.m. to 11:59 p.m., and then head on into Seattle. Get off at 6 a.m. on Saturday. So it's a week.
That is an early checkout, people.
Yeah, that is true. So I'm possibly thinking about either a day or a day on the front end or a day on the back end in Seattle, yeah, on top of everything else. Because, you know, never been there. I'd like to go see the Space Needle, as you can see in the image here. And I'd love to go see the fish market, because I've seen many videos of them just tossing the fish around and all that. So
I'd love to see that in person. That's
So we kind of showed the prices already. These are just some images of the different rooms. You know, James, let's see. Do they have a inside? Oh, here we go. Yeah. So pretty much just
a hotel room with no windows.
pretty much. There is a go-kart track, and according to Tyrus, it's a 2-story go-kart track.
Yo.
So.
I am about that life.
Well, James, it's important to note there is a maximum weight limit on it. So you got to, if you're not already there, you got to get down to 265.
Oh, I'm way below 265.
Okay.
I'm under 230, my friend.
And Tyra says, get a room midship, not in the bow,
never in the bow.
Most movement. And that is, of course, true. So if you can get midship or aft.
What's so the bow? Bow's so the back, right?
Bow is the front.
Oh, I don't know. I never.
Aft is the back.
I don't know ship terms. Sorry.
Those go-karts go fast. They didn't weigh me, says Tyrus.
Oh.
So the ship was built in 2018. It holds, it's a double occupancy of 4,004. And it was, according to Traveler magazine, the hottest ship in 2019. And then COVID happened.
Yes, sir. COVID definitely happened.
So I thought maybe let's take a look at some of the activities and stuff that are on board to enjoy. So I wanna see,
definitely got to look at the food, baby.
So before we look at the food in general, I do got to call out. You're going to notice that some of the food on here is a la carte. That means it's not included. So you're going to pay separate for that. There are some deals that you can make with Norwegian where they'll give you some food credits. You know, I think the deal I was looking at was 3 food credits. So you can go to these specialty restaurants 3 times and that's included. So it just kind of depends on the deal that you work out. And I'm hoping that Tyrus is going to work us out a sweet deal with the travel agent that he knows. But there are the complimentary restaurants. What that means is that's included with your package. So I figure let's look at those first, because that's what's included. So first up is the Local Bar and Grill. It's a 24-hour eatery. The Local offers classic pub fare in a relaxed atmosphere with popular dishes like the Reuben sandwich and fish and chips. The Local has all your favorite comfort foods. So try one of our beers or cocktails on tap and catch a game with us.
April. What's going on in April, sports-wise?
Baseball.
Oh, I mean, if you know,
basketball playoffs, right?
Okay. Yeah, I just think I'm like, what's going on in April? Like,
but then, of course, soccer.
Hey, we got the USFL or something like that coming.
Yes, United States Football League. Yep, and that the starts? XFL.
Is the XFL officially coming back? Because I know that
owner Dwayne The Rock Johnson is bringing it back. Yep.
Oh, he took over, huh? Because I remember
Vinnie Mac sold it off.
I remember that they were supposed to bring it back in 2020, and then COVID happened.
So I will call out this one just because I think the price is pretty decent for teppanyaki, $49 per person. The sizzles and surprises never cease at our authentic Japanese restaurant. Sit around a lively shared table as a skillful chef slices, chops, and grills steak, chicken, and seafood on a large steel grill right before your eyes. Moving on to the next complimentary, Garden Cafe. This is a buffet. Whatever you're craving, chances are you will find it at the Garden Cafe. This complimentary indoor buffet restaurant serves up breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know I'll be hanging out there.
Yes, sir.
Room service is always a great deal. It's only $9.95 plus gratuities. Next up is Savor. This is a main dining room, balancing classic favorites with unique new dishes. Dining at Savor is a must, offering guests an extensive menu of deliciously fresh flavors along with chic and modern decor. Visiting this main dining room is always in style.
Hey, do they have one of those fancy nights, or is that like... Do they not do that on this ship?
I will defer to Tyrus there. I think he could probably answer that for us, but I would assume most cruises, they do have the at least one night where you got to like dress up in like a suit or whatever. And just a couple things Tyrus is calling out. According to a friend, Justin, the Local has some dang good fish and chips. He went back many times.
I love me some fish and chips.
And teppanyaki sells out fast. Your group needs to make reservation on the first day as soon as you embark. Good to know. So we talked about Savor. Next up is Taste. Serving a wide variety of cuisine, Taste offers a stylish and contemporary atmosphere, plus with a menu that changes daily and carefully selected wine recommendations, you'll experience a different culinary adventure with every visit.
Oh, yeah, sounds pretty dope.
Now, if you do stay in the Haven, which again is the most expensive, it's the most bougie, but if you do stay in the Haven, there is a private restaurant just for you, which is included. So enjoy a private fine dining experience for guests of the Haven, serving unique signature dishes and wine offerings from our impressive selection.
Ooh-wee!
And then finally, the Manhattan Room, which is, again, one of their main dining rooms. One of the three, the Manhattan Room is where guests can enjoy specially curated modern and classic dishes made with the freshest ingredients.
Nice. Oh, my question was about sometimes there's like a more formal dining experience on these ships. Like, and there's like, it's like, like you have a specific night in most cases. So I was just trying to see if this cruise had the same thing.
Debbie says she doesn't think they do. I have no idea. I've never been on a Norwegian cruise. So no, I'm sure that's something we'll find out.
Yeah. All I'm going off of is like when I did the Disney cruise, there was one night where we dress up. So it's like suits and stuff.
So obviously there's a ton of other food restaurant options that are a la carte. I'm not going to read through every one of those. I'll call out the names and what they are, but I'm not going to read through their descriptions. Q Texas Smokehouse, Texas Barbecue.
Oh.
Yeah. Le Bistro French.
Le Bistro.
La Cucina, Italian. Dos Gelato, a gelato stand. Coco's, Chocolate Treats. Cagney's Steakhouse. American Diner, let's see, Food Republic. So it's sushi and slash Food Republic, whatever that means.
It sounds.
Los Lobos, a Mexican restaurant, and Ocean Blue, a seafood restaurant.
All right.
Elegant then we.
He actually responded. Tyrus responded. Elegant Night is on it at Sea Day, but the liner doesn't make it mandatory. I mean, it wasn't mandatory for us to go either, but you know, it's that nice night.
So next up is the bars and lounges. There are 20 of them, if I remember correctly. I am not going to read through every single one. The ones that I will read through.
What's
the ones
that second one?
That's the Horizon Lounge. It's a two-story forward-facing observation lounge on deck 17 and 18. Breathtaking panoramic views exclusively for guests of the Haven. So, again, another reason to think about going to the Haven. But the ones that I did want to talk about for me specifically are the Maltines Whiskey Bar. Sit starboard right alongside the sea where the view is intoxicating. Good times flow indoors. With a unique international variety of spirits, you can sip your way around the world without leaving your chair. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because right next door to that is the Humidor Cigar Lounge. Bring your favorite whiskey cocktail from Maltines into Humidor to pair with a good smoke. With comfortable leather chairs and fully stocked humidor, this is the ideal setting to recline and connect with friends, both new and old. And I enjoy a nice cigar. So,
yeah, not big on that, but I join you. I could join you for a drink, but you on your own for the humidor.
Fair enough. I'm sure someone else will join me.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm not worried about that. But yeah, tons of other bars, the Mix Bar, the Observation Lounge, Skyline, that looks... Social Comedy and Nightclub. Obviously, there are comedians that will perform and music and DJs.
Nice. I like that.
Spice H2O. There's a Starbucks. That is not included.
Of course there is.
Studio Lounge, Sugarcane Mojito Bar, the A-List Bar, the Cavern Club, the Cellars Wine Bar.
What is the Cavern Club? Just real quick.
Let's see. The Cavern Club. Pull up a chair in the legendary Liverpool Club where the Beatles performed. Sip your Scotch Sour during an evening of good company and great music with a Beatles cover band. This is your ticket to ride down Penny Lane. Perhaps in a yellow submarine.
That was fun. Okay.
Don't wish you'd experienced the magic yesterday. Come together tonight and get back to the groovy days with Norwegian.
That could be fun.
We got the District Brew House, the Haven Lounge, another bar for them.
Great, yeah.
Local Bar and Grill, Vibe Beach Club, and Waves Pool Bar. So 20 options, 18 of which if you don't stay in the Haven.
Yeah.
Next up is the entertainment. So according to this, we've got two Broadway shows, Jersey Boys and Six, neither of which have I seen, both of which would I like to see. So,
yeah.
And those are complimentary. Now, it does say Six is temporarily unavailable, but my understanding is that the intention is that it should be back in time. So we'll see. Social Comedy and Nightclub. So comedians, the Cavern Club with the Beatles cover band. There will be theme parties and Havana, which is, I guess, another show. So quite a bit of entertainment. You know, it's only seven nights. So yeah. Can't wait to hear your opinion of Six. Well, if we see it, we'll provide one.
Yeah. That's actually, do they have movie theater on this ship or no? It didn't look like they did.
I don't believe so. Tyrus, maybe you can confirm or deny that. Next up is the activities on board. Yeah. Some of these do cost extra. Tyrus said that Jersey Boys was amazing and Havana was meh. So I'll probably go see them both just because why not?
Yeah.
So first up is the Bliss Speedway. So as we talked about the go-karts, that's $15 per person. And this is where it says participants must be over 55 inches and not more than 265 pounds. But Tyra says they don't actually weigh you. So I guess if you look under 265, you're fine.
You under 265? Yeah. Okay.
Next up is Perspective Studio. I guess this is where they take pictures of you creating spectacular portraits. Then they also have professional portraits where you can do family photos, things of that nature.
Oh, that's so don't they do that like when you get on or something like that? They take those?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, never mind. I don't know. I'm asking all these questions like, hey, yeah, they do that, right? No, I don't know.
We will be able to fill everyone in on what actually happens after we go on this.
Oh, mini golf.
Mini golf, 5 holes. So it's kind of a short course, but what do you expect on a boat?
It's mini, mini golf.
Yeah. For $9.95, you got laser tag. That could be cool.
Yeah.
$6.78 Ocean Place. I guess that's kind of like a centralized hub area for the entire ship where people like hang out and lounge and stuff.
Watch some old people play laser tag.
You've got the aqua park with water slides and hot tubs and pools and drinking and the barber shop. Go get a fresh shave and a trim. That'd be nice. Of course, there's the casino. The Bliss Theater where the shows will be. The Entourage Teen Club, just in case anybody is bringing some kids with them. Yeah. Guppies, which is for the younger kids.
The babies.
A hair salon for for people that enjoy getting mani pedis.
Get that hair coiffed.
Yeah. Kids Aqua Park. So if you do bring the little ones.
All right.
Mandara Spa and Salon. If you're looking to get a massage.
Massage.
There is the Pulse Fitness Center. If you need to get your swole on while you're there.
Get that workout.
The Spa Salt Room, the Spa Snow Room, the Spa Thermal Room, Spa Treatment Room.
Hey, it's a spa.
Then you've got the Splash Academy, again, a place for kids to go.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is that one?
The Waterfront. Connect with the sea on the waterfront. 1/4 mile oceanfront promenade and discover a new restaurant or bar and lounge every day and night.
Oh, there you go.
The Vibe Beach Club. And video arcade.
Oh wait.
I know you love yourself a good round of video games. So
yes sir.
And they do have a full spa with lots of different treatments. I really have no interest in going through every single one of these. I could potentially be down to get like an aroma stone therapy, but they do some Botox and just
I get Botox on a ship.
they do lots of different massages. So if that's your thing, that is available.
It is.
Hey, look, view more results. So there are onboard shopping.
You've got
the sandbar, the beauty shop, the jewelry box, the marketplace, the photo gallery, the tides, the time zone, and the trade winds. So plenty of shopping on board if you forgot something or you need to pick up some gifts. And of course, the last section is the shore excursions. And there's just way too many for me to do today.
We might have to shoot through a couple, Mark. Just one or two.
Okay, fine. I will. Let's just go with whatever shows up first. So whale watching and wildlife quest. So this is going to be in Juneau. It's $184 per adult. And this is a sightseeing cruise, features guaranteed whale watching. Onboard naturalists will explain the behavior and habitat of wildlife you may encounter, including humpback and killer whales, stellar sea lions, dolls, porpoises, harbor seals, bald eagles, bears, and deer. It's 4.5 hours with a snack provided. Then you've got probably one of the ones I'm most interested in, the White Pass Railway Klondike Goldfields and Panning. This is $229 per adult, and this is in Skagway, Alaska, and this is at the White Pass and Yukon Route Depot. Board a vintage rail car for a ride up the White Pass summit. View at the incredible scenery as your train ascends dramatic mountains and your guide shares colorful stories and the history of the gold rush.
Nice.
And let's see. Oh, only because I'm going to talk about this one only because we were actually talking about this one last night. So this is the Bouchard Gardens Evening and Victoria Highlights. This is $149 per adult. And it's enjoy the highlights of Victoria and visit the spectacular Bouchard Gardens. 4.5 hours, scenic and city tours, historical landmarks. And Tyra says that this was his first time on a mega ship, 5,000 plus people, and by far the best ship he's ever been on. It takes almost 10 minutes to walk from bow to stern.
Wow.
The free excursion incentives isn't completely free. They give you somewhere around $50 and you're responsible for the rest. Oh. So that's important to note because part of the deal does say $50 per excursion. And what that means is actually $50 per port they'll give you towards an excursion. So,
is this the price after that, or is that the price before the 50? Do you know?
I assume that this is the price before taking the 50 off.
Okay.
So the most expensive excursion is a chauffeur driven Hummer in Ketchikan, Alaska.
Why? I would much if I'm gonna do a Hummer excursion, I might as well drive myself.
So here's the one that I was talking about that I'm very much wanting to do: helicopter glacier walkabout. It's $529 per person, so it's not cheap.
No,
but it's a 3.5 hour excursion on a helicopter. Discover the diversity of Southeast Alaska's landscape via helicopter as you fly over temperate rainforests and granite peaks that surround Alaska's capital city. Your pilot will choose a landing site on one of the 36 glaciers in the 1500 square mile ice field.
Nice.
So you actually get to land on a glacier and walk around. So
cool.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
But I mean, flying around a helicopter, getting to check out the scenery, and then getting to walk around a glacier. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, if you will. So,
yeah.
You know, is it worth it? I don't know. I'll let you know after I do it.
We'll see.
No, so,
this is going to be a good one, man. So, I mean, definitely, if y'all need to get in on this, like we talked about, like, you know, we got three for like that we're locked in. So, Debbie, you sound interested. Come on. Steven, you better be there.
Brian,
you know, hey,
tell your girlfriend that Alaska is better than
Tokyo.
Disney. I don't know.
Oh, is that? Oh.
Yeah, they're going to Disney and Tokyo. Oh. I don't know. It'll still be there.
Hey, how about
the glaciers are melting, Brian? There's only so much time.
Hey, listen. Or if you want to get real crazy, why don't you do the cruise and then
fly from there
from Seattle to Tokyo?
I like it. You know, good thought. So, yeah. So of course, going back to why I've been drinking Seagram Select today, talking about that cruise life, getting excited, getting hyped to do that.
Debbie, just to answer your question, no, I have not booked already. Mark, have you started already or what?
No, I was waiting for Tyrus, who's doing some research on how to get.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So actually, you know what, Tyrus, we need to get you so we can get Debbie on that page too that we have set up. We do.
Yeah. So we have created, or Tyrus for us has created a Facebook page. So if you are interested, let us know. We'll invite you to the page. So that way you'll have access to getting all of the information.
Send Mark or myself a private message on our, either of our pages, or just go.
Or you can send us a message on Fat and Black.
On Fat and Black. Actually, you know what? Even better yet, do it on Fat and Black.
Yeah, send us a message on Fat and Black if you're interested. Debbie, yeah. I'll get you after the show. We'll get you added on there. Anybody else that's interested, let us know. We'll get you added on there. If you're listening to this after the fact, just hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Send us a message.
By all means, we want to get as many people. We want to try and get as well. We don't want to take over the entire. Actually, why the hell?
Why not?
Over the entire ship.
Yeah, I will absolutely be inviting people from the other shows that I work on, such as Secrets of Harridge House or Murphy's Inc.
Secrets of Harridge House is coming. It's getting close to the end, people. If you missed, check out that miniseries. That miniseries is hot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, how you doing, Harjeet? Thanks for checking in. Good to hear.
And I haven't seen that
Blast
guy
from the past.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man.
So the one last thing, going in line with that cruise life and kind of like, you know, relaxing, chilling kind of vibe feel that I think we kind of exude a little bit, you know, we like to rock the Hawaiian shirts. We like to, you know, so, we talked about this before and, we did hire a graphics designer and, we do have a sneak peek at what that graphic's going to look like. This is not finalized, but it's pretty close. And so we thought we'd give you just a little sneaky peek of how it's looking.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So, this is, the Fat and Black Connection, probably going to make some subtle tweaks to it here and there, but more or less it's kind of given that vibe we were looking for, of kind of the laid back guys that we are. So if you're listening to this, obviously you're not seeing the logo, but you will see it soon on the podcast, cause that'll be what's showing eventually. So,
yeah.
James, this has been a long one. It's been a fun one. We've covered a lot of stuff. You got anything you want to add in?
No, man. I'm just excited, man. I'm really excited. You know, there's nobody else I'd rather have done this with, man. And I'm really glad that we just happened to, boom, just start talking. And why the hell not? Let's go live. And and a year later, man, here we are.
It's exciting. Yeah. It's been a year and we've come a long way when you think about going from Facebook Live where, it was pretty clunky. We kept having problems to where we are today, running through Restream with being.
And
able
the
to
crazy
bring up-
part was, is just because we couldn't get on. Oh, was that we couldn't get on one episode, or we had to start later because we could, like, we were having issues logging in on Facebook wasn't letting us go live.
Yeah, so that's why we moved to Restream, and we've had no problem since. So
it's been sweet. I like this. So.
Yeah. And, you know, we're obviously not the most professional guys in the world, but this definitely gives us a better, more professional look for when we do live.
Yeah.
And it gives us the good audio, which I'm able to use to convert for the podcast format. So
absolutely, man. And this has been great. So again, guys, you know, we got the QR code up there. So make sure you go check that out. If you haven't already, and that'll take you to the Anchor page, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's so you can find us there to listen back because if you miss something, and then, you know, but we're also available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, you said Google Podcast, you know, so yeah, Spotify already, but whatever, we're pretty much anywhere you get your podcast, you can find us, even iHeart. So make sure you follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, follow us wherever. We're all over the place, baby. So we make
Please, if you're watching us on Facebook right now, go over to YouTube and subscribe.
Yes.
Just help us out there. We're really trying to grow that base. So you can still watch us through Facebook, but just subscribe.
Yeah. And you can we go live on YouTube too. So, I mean, you can watch us there. And the main thing too is that we're not going to be throwing up a bunch of stuff, but we do take little snippets of the show and throw them on YouTube as well. So, you know, come check it out. So if you just missed a section and you want to check it out, we throw it up there. So
absolutely. So, it's been real. It's been fun.
1 year, baby.
1 year down, one to go.
Yes. Well, at least one.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully at least one more. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll just do this till we die.
Rocket till the wheels fall off.
That's right. So it's been real. It's been fun. And you know what? Today, it sure hasn't been real fun.
I thought you were going to change it up. Of course you didn't. No. Hey, thank you guys again. Happy 1 year anniversary, my friend.
To you as well.
Oh, and actually, happy anniversary to you and your lovely wife.
Thank you as well. That's right. Yes. It is that anniversary as well. Thank you for reminding me.
All right.
We're going out for Brazilian dinner tonight, Brazilian barbecue. Ooh. I'll report on it next week.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good one, guys.